This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. For all you last-minute shoppers staring at the picked-over holiday displays, there's always the subscription box. These days, there are boxes that'll deliver everything from dog chews to gluten-free snacks, monthly, to your doorstep. One of the veteran brands in the industry is Birchbox. It's been delivering sample-size beauty products since 2010, so you can try that dry shampoo before you buy it. Over that time, both the beauty industry and the subscription box industry have changed. Joining us now is Birchbox CEO and co-founder, Katia Beecham. Katia, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I want to start with a question about the business model of beauty subscription boxes, something I've wondered for a long time, which is, are you in the business of selling full-sized products or are you in the business of selling boxes of samples?
It's a great question. I think it really actually differs by company. At Birchbox, we really think about changing the path to purchase, changing the potential customer for beauty, and that comes in the format of starting with a subscription. But that is what we call the appetizer to the entree of changing what you're buying in full size. So for us, we think of it as how do we get you from basically less consumption of things that are not exciting for you or just kind of become rote or routine to increasing consumption, but having real delight and joy and utility from the products you're buying.
Birchbox recently announced a partnership with Walgreens, and I wonder how that fits into the model and the vision that you've laid out.
Yes, it fits in very nicely. I mean, obviously, the Walgreens company as a whole is massive and serving every consumer in America. But when we looked closely at who is currently consuming beauty there and who they think there's an opportunity to consume beauty there, there was a clear overlap with the psychographic that we call the casual beauty consumer, not a consumer, again, who is so passionate that they're prioritizing, but where it's a little bit more about convenience. A lot of times the casual beauty consumer is consuming at drugstores and at grocery because there's a perception that, you know, that's lower price. And that's true, you know, to an extent, but the lines are definitely blurring between mass beauty pricing and what's called prestige beauty pricing. So we love the idea that we can have the potential of being in front of, you know, the 70% population, which is really massive.
Can you move, though, the traditional sort of $7 CoverGirl mascara shopper to a $25 more prestige brand mascara, or is that not what you're going for here?
It's some of what we're going for, but not through what I'd call like a traditional lens of like pressure selling. It's you can sample all of these products for $10 a month and choose for yourself. So we've been pretty profoundly impressed that, you know, none of us, for example, when we started the company, would have ever said we'd buy, you know, a $30 shampoo. And then you find like all of our customers, when they sample it, you know, a really large proportion of them decide to buy a $30 shampoo. And we've just really found, yeah, you can absolutely move the needle. Like I said, doubling the spend of the average customer that starts at Birchbox within a year is the trend we've seen.
Where do you fall in the beauty spectrum? Are you a passionate consumer or a more casual?
Very much cash, but very informed now. So it's a little bit skewed. I'd say the whole reason we started Birchbox was that, you know, my co-founder and I were in business school. We thought we were pretty smart. And we were like, this is so confusing. And I don't care enough to research
figure
it out. You
know? Right.
But like, I do want to have nice skin my whole life and not have to do, you know, I want to know how to do these things, but I certainly just do not want to put in the time because it's not that important to me. And so we started realizing, you know what? Everybody else is competing for the same customer, this like passionate consumer, the one that you see on Instagram and on YouTube. There's a huge opportunity and we're naturally attracting a different audience that sees this intersection of like delight and efficacy as a better way to consume. You know, that still says like, you know, we put a box of adorable samples in front of you. There's a delight component for sure. But, you know, the purpose is that you find things you love, you're throwing things away, you're an empowered and informed consumer. And when you do buy something that's expensive, more expensive than, you know, a mass product, you use it all up because you really liked it.
Katia Beecham is co-founder and CEO of Birchbox. Thanks so much.
Thank you.